State welfare coordinators and federal officials are meeting in Washington this week to discuss the implementation of the new welfare law. The reform bill ends the federal welfare entitlement, turning the program over to the states to administer, but attempts by states to collaborate on enforcing the law may be hampered by the lack of a national computer network. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
One of the biggest changes the new welfare law imposes is a time limit on receiving benefits. Although some states have already set their own restrictions, the national limit will be 5 years. The provision goes into effect next July. From then on, if a welfare recipient moves from one state to another, from Mississippi to Illinois, for example, and applies for welfare, the length of time they've already received assistance would be checked. That may sound easy, but the technology is not in place to do that type of interstate tracking. Dean Schott is a spokesman for Illinois' Department of Public Aid.
We can ask a client about his or her welfare past, but that is not the same as having a concrete record that can be checked.
Illinois does have a statewide network, but there are a number of states which don't. In California, county agencies handle the welfare programs. Information beyond a welfare recipient's name is not readily accessible statewide. What's needed, say officials in many states, is a national database. Mississippi's Deputy Director of Human Services, Larry Temple, agrees, and he says for some states, that may mean new and expensive computer systems.
Most of the states are like Mississippi. They're operating systems that have been modified and patched over the years to the point to where it's not cost beneficial to spend a lot of money in modifying it. It's going to take some really hard, tough decisions to revamp for many states, including Mississippi.
By Temple's guess, it could cost some states as much as $25 to $35 million to automate welfare information. Some of that money could come from the funds used to assist welfare recipients. Many states hesitate to predict what a computer system would cost and how they would pay for it. They say states first have to figure out what their welfare programs will look like. One thing they do know is the new law calls for them to collect more information than they do now. It's data that Larry Temple considers unnecessary and likely to drive up the cost of automation.
Well, specific information about individuals in the household, demographics, ages, health status, education level, job history, that sort of thing. A lot of information that is great for doing studies and that sort of thing, but not really anything that we see as beneficial in running our program.
Despite complaints and uncertainty on the part of many states, this will not be the first time they've been required to become part of a national database. In 1988, Congress passed the Family Support Act, calling for a national child support system. Holly Plug, an official with Lockheed Martin IMS, the firm which coordinates the program for the federal government, says a centralized computer link allows states to check for information with other states.
If they think a person is in another state, they can broadcast that to all states, to one state, to a multiple of states, and then the states will send back the information.
Even so, only one state, Montana, had a compatible computer system in place by last year's original deadline, and now only a few states have fully automated child support systems. Officials say the demands of this more complicated welfare revision will make meeting deadlines even more of a challenge. Holly Plug's assessment is blunt.
I think the word nightmare is appropriate.
Plug and others predict states will not be able to enforce the 5-year time limit and other provisions in the welfare law right away because of the automation problems. This could mean the loss of some federal welfare money. Meantime, this week, welfare officials and activists will begin holding a series of meetings designed to determine what the vast welfare changes will mean for states and for the people who depend on the assistance. In Chicago, I'm Cheryl Corley reporting.